Brenda, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to talk to you about your restaurant, which is not so new anymore, called Teta Marie's in Cahos. And you opened at a really interesting time. You opened in September, kind of right in the middle of the pandemic. Tell me about your decision to open at that time.
Yeah, it was a big decision we had to make, but we had to do something. Prior to deciding finally on a restaurant, we have a car dealership, which had been closed down, and we needed to figure out plan B. And we always had the inspiration of opening up a restaurant for my mother-in-law while she was here visiting with us. So far, so good. We made that plunge. We had our ups and downs throughout the whole process. And I'm so glad that we decided just to stay strong with it and keep moving forward.
It's a Lebanese restaurant, and it's on a strip of businesses that don't have a lot of restaurants in Cahos. What was the reaction from the neighborhood to a Lebanese restaurant?
So far, we've had a great response. We're located down on the island in Cahos, so it's not really too much of a business district. It's kind of tucked away from everything. As far as business has been going, the community, the people, the city, they have been wonderful supporting us along our whole process.
That's great. I remember I drove by the restaurant one time and I saw a Lebanese restaurant. And then I looked and I saw that you had a sign for French fries. And I have to say, I was like, is it really a Lebanese restaurant? And I didn't go for a while. And then I did, and it was delicious. What kind of reactions are you getting from people from the neighborhood that might not be familiar with Lebanese cuisine?
There's a lot of people that aren't familiar with the cuisine just because there's very few Lebanese restaurants in our area. Our menu is basically a fresh menu. We use very fresh ingredients. There's not a lot of fat in any of our foods. As far as the French fries that you're talking about, it's not an American-style French fry. Basically the same concept, but they're called za'ata fries, which za'ata is like the American thyme seasoning that we marinate in a fresh olive oil and it is spread throughout the French fries, which makes it amazingly delicious.
Yes, you are so right about that. What other kinds of dishes can people find at Teta Marie's?
One of our main dishes is the chicken and beef shawarma. It's a very tender strip of beef and chicken. It is marinated to perfection. When you taste it, it's just so fulfilling because the seasonings that we put in it. So that's one of our main dishes. And then we have also the kebab style beef and chickens as well, also very well marinated. We have some beautifully fresh salads. Our baba ganoush and our hummus is one of our top sellers. Everybody seems to rave about that. We also do spinach pies and little meat pies. And one of our biggest sellers is our za'ata pies and our cheese pies.
Yes. As you walk past the restaurant, you can see the pile of pizza boxes. And someone might be tempted to think, oh, I could just get a pizza. But it's much more than a pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, it's made from our fresh ingredient dough, which we make daily. And then the cheeses are a mixture of different types of Lebanese cheeses. So the taste is very different from like a mozzarella pizza. It's very tasteful.
Which doesn't mean that a mozzarella pizza itself isn't tasteful, but yours is really interesting. And I can attest the seasonings are just perfection, really.
Yeah, the cheese pies and the za'ata pies, they're very delicious, along with a lot of the other dishes that we sell. But it's an unusual taste that you normally don't taste on a daily basis. Unless you try this, you'll definitely be back for more.
Tell me where you get your recipes from.
So my mother-in-law was here visiting from Lebanon a few years back, and we tried to, you know, keep her here as long as we can. We came up with the idea of opening a restaurant for her. So she had started to teach me how to cook with her family ingredients. And she's the type of woman where she cooks breakfast, lunch, dinner, old-fashioned style. She cooks with her heart and not her hands. And it's the type of family where you sit down as a family, you enjoy your meal, and you know, you clean up as a family, and you just enjoy each other and the love from her cooking. So all of my recipes that I'm using at Teta's were all inspired by my mother-in-law, Marie, which is where the name Teta, meaning a grandmother in Arabic, Emery is my mother-in-law's name.
Is she still here in the U.S. with you?
No, unfortunately, she decided that she wanted to go back home. So she left just before we opened last year.
She'd probably be very proud of the restaurant now.
She is. We speak to her daily over Skype and the internet video chats, and she's just so happy and so amazed on the job that we're doing here, and she really misses it.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Brenda Hage, the owner of Coho's new Lebanese restaurant, Teta Marie's.
Brenda, this isn't your only venture. What else do you have up your sleeve?
We are a few weeks out from opening a 1950s themed ice cream and sweets parlor located at 86 Remsen Street, also in Cohoes.
Tell me what that place is going to be like.
So my inspiration was that is I'm all for the olden days. And there seems to be a lot of restaurants and a lot of great places in Cohoes, but nothing to catch an eye of the history of how people lived and how things were operated, you know, back 50 years ago. And I thought it would just be wonderful to bring back some memories, especially of our older population, which there is a lot of in our area, something to give them a great memory of how it was for them growing up and to educate the younger population of how the older generation grew up and the things that were so joyful in that period of time. So I based all of my decor, all of our recipes, the layout of the new ice cream parlor off of the good old days memories.
So what kinds of features did you incorporate in your planning that would harken back to a 50s style atmosphere?
All right down from the checkerboard floor to the booth seating, old-fashioned ice cream cones, the banana boats, the decor of 50 themes, whether it's a person, a family member, an old vehicle related directly to Cohoes that people can drop off to me. I hang on the wall. And I'm trying to bring our ice cream parlor to everyday people with their memories being incorporated into our establishment.
You're making me want a tall root beer float right now.
I cannot wait for the root beer float.
What else are you planning, Brenda?
With the ice cream parlor, we are planning on doing desserts from actually all over the world. So we can stay open all year and provide, you know, the community with some excellent dishes. Once our ice cream parlor is established, we are also in the middle of opening a drive-through grocery market on Troy Schenectady Road, which will be the type of kind of like an Instacart. You can go online, stack your cart of your items, or you can call us up over the phone, place your order. You simply will just drive up to the takeout window and we will hand out your packages to you. This seems to be what society is doing nowadays. People are not comfortable, you know, going into places with everything going on with the COVID. So we thought it would be a great idea for our safety and the public safety to open up a grocery market this type of style.
What kinds of products will you offer?
A variety of everyday market items, milk, cereal, produce. And we are also going to have an international aisle. So whether you need a Lebanese spice or an Asian spice, you'll have your variety to choose from throughout the whole market.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see how that business venture develops. Brenda, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me.